What is a lockout? The New Oxford American Dictionary defines a lockout as the exclusion of employees by their employer from their place of work until certain terms are agreed to. This definition alone basically sums up the current situation the MLB is in, but to truly understand it, we need to go deeper. Welcome back to the Book of Baseball. On December 2nd, 2021, at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time, the most recent collective bargaining agreement between the MLB and the MLBPA expired. It's the fourth lockout in MLB history, and the first since 1990. Before we answer the question of why, we need to know the answer to the what and the how. What is the MLB lockout? The lockout means that no players can access or use team facilities. They can't communicate with team staff, and they can't participate in any team events. The MLB no longer has the right to use any pictures of the players as well. If you go to MLB.com, all the profile pictures will just be blank. All the articles are different too. They are basically all about the Hall of Fame, the game's history, and managerial candidates for teams in need. How did we get here? The two sides engaged in discussions for days leading up to the deadline, but failed to reach any sort of agreement before then. And finally, why? At first, the lockout may seem pointless, but that is because it mostly is. Both sides of the battles are too greedy for their own good. What's even more frustrating is that while the owners and MLB players are arguing over who's going to get more money, minor league players and coaches can barely afford to get by while fighting for a job. Ben Verlander spent 5 years in the Tigers organization and is currently an MLB analyst for Fox Sports. Last June, he wrote an article about his experience in the minor leagues, and one story he told stood out to me. In his first season, Verlander played 146 games in 150 days, yet only made $6,000. Meanwhile, Steven Strasburg has played a grand total of 7 games over the last 2 years, but has made approximately $70 million over that time span. Verlander made $41 a game, while Strasburg made $10 million a game. Just think about that for a second. I'm planning on doing an episode about the minor leagues soon, and I'll talk much more about this topic then. Back to the lockout after this. Sports Reference is the greatest sports statistics website on the internet, with stats from baseball, basketball, football, hockey, soccer, college basketball, and college football. It has anything you could possibly need. Go to sports-reference.com to check it out. That's sports-reference.com for any stats that you might need. The lockout could not have come at a worse time for baseball. The average World Series viewership numbers for the MLB have steadily decreased from 23.4 million in 2016 to just 11.75 in 2021. I love baseball with all my heart, but I fear that if something doesn't happen soon, the MLB could have a dark future. I hope you at least found this episode interesting, and I'll see you next time on the Book of Baseball.